This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Let's head out and talk to our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, the aforementioned Daryl Reiter, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Well, I took a brief nap, and now I'm back wide awake to join you.
Well, that's amazing. You did 5 hours of radio today, and I'm happy that you're here to do another 15 to 20. That is much appreciated. Daryl, obviously, you were on the air with JP while the entire deadline was happening. Was this... To me, the most, like, I get it wasn't the most moves made at trade deadline, but in terms of the magnitude of the moves made, felt like probably the biggest one that I've seen in a long time.
Well, the Jets fire sale, obviously, was fun to watch until you realized how much that could negatively affect the Browns, right? In the fact that the Jets collected a significant amount of draft assets in the first and second rounds with those trades, which, we all know what the Browns are potentially hoping to do next April. So, that complicates things for the Browns, in my view. But they have to control what they can control. And really, the equivalent of what the Jets did for Cleveland would have been trading Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. Like, had the Browns done something like that, that would be the equivalent of it, right? And also to watching the meltdown of Jets players on social media at the same time, too. That was also a treat.
Daryl, I mean, when we talk about those types of moves, and people, obviously there were a ton of people on social media and stuff clamoring for the Browns to be sellers. Is this kind of the evidence of why you don't do something like that? Because we saw Breece Hall wanted out. We saw reactions from, guys that were traded, guys that weren't traded. Is this kind of the exact picture of why you don't do this?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, listen, we've been through a Browns, tear it down to the studs before, right? That got you 4-44. Nobody wants to go through that again. And unfortunately, though, the proceeds from that 4-44 only got you one playoff win, which is completely unacceptable. And you're back to the era of pre 4-44 when the franchise was stuck, mired in the 4-5-3 win seasons, right? They would alternate. It'd be 4-12 1 year, 5-11 the next, back to 4-12. You sprinkle in a little 3-13, back to 5-12. You know what I mean? Like, it's just how it went. And gone 5-20 over since the beginning of last season, like, it's incomprehensible to me that they're back to being this bad as a team, considering the talent that's on it. But a lot of that has to do with the lack of talent that's on the offensive side of the ball. And I think the Jets today had a Popeye moment that, defense isn't getting you anywhere. And I don't know, maybe that's a memo the Cleveland Browns need to get. Defense isn't winning them games. Defense keeps them close for 2.5 to 3 quarters, and then the wheels on the wagon fall off, right? So, you know, again, we've been through that. We know what Jet fan is going through. But, hey, they've got all this optimism now. One of the funniest posts I think I saw on X today was one of the reporters that covered the Jets that said, remember the last time the Jets had this kind of draft capital and they used it on all the guys they traded today. So, you know what I mean? So if we think the vicious cycle in here, Cleveland's been bad, it's, you know, certainly been bad in New York with the Jets. But yeah, it's Andrew Berry's going to have his work cut out for him, assuming he keeps his job, in getting this thing back on track for the Browns.
Daryl, I mean, as we're talking about the Jets, did it feel like those type of moves, making those, obviously getting two first-round picks in return for Sauce Gardner, you got another high return back for Quinnen Williams, is that the type of thing that it kind of almost killed the market on top-end talent?
I don't know if it killed the market. Look, I mean, this was a pretty active trade deadline, and usually it comes and goes with a whimper, right? Now, the NFL has hoped, because, you know, they just love themselves being in the 24/7, 365 news cycle. You know, they have been trying to make the trade deadline an event, right? Well, today it was an event, thanks to the New York Jets. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, and making trades in the NFL is complicated by the salary cap. So moving top-tier talent is not always easy to do because of the cap ramifications that come with those type of trades. And a lot of teams just can't absorb the cap hit. The cap and cash, people just have to remember, cap and cash are two separate things. That's another thing to kind of keep in mind as well. It's easy to sit there and say, well, you know, the Browns should have moved Denzel Ward, or they should have moved Myles Garrett. Well, the Browns could not conceivably move either one of them because of the cap implications. They've only got, I believe, around $18 million in salary cap room right now, which it sounds good, but when you compute what Deshaun Watson's cap charge is going to be here next year and then in the coming years, like, they're going to need every dollar of cap space that they can conceivably save up. So, that $18 million rollover that they're going to have for the 2026 fiscal year, again, sounds like it's a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not.
Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, looking at the Browns, are you surprised at all today at the lack of moves that they made?
I know. Again, because, you know, I usually there's more high. And here's why I'm not surprised: because of all the stuff that was circulating leading up to it. Just the complete opposite to how Andrew Berry does business, right? He keeps things pretty airtight. Yeah, I go back to the Amari Cooper trade, came out of left field. The Jerry Jeudy trade came out of left field. The only move that he made that didn't come out of left field was Deshaun Watson, right? And that was, it was a very public pursuit of Watson. So that did not come out of left field. But yeah, like, he moves in silence. And the fact that there was so much noise out there, just completely opposite of how Andrew Berry does business. And that's why I know how he does business, and so that's why I'm not turning around and jumping all over every little rumor out there. And it's why I think it was last week I posted on X. I'm like, guys, you got to understand. Like, yeah, I think it was with the Miles and the Philadelphia Eagles rumors that were out there. I'm like, guys, you got to understand. This is not how Andrew Berry conducts business, and he typically requests that the GMs that he works with conduct business in a similar fashion. Then that's to keep it under wraps. Nobody had any clue that during his pre-draft press conference, when he was gassing up Travis Hunter, right, and telling us how great he is and most magnificent talent he has seen in years and years and years, nobody had any idea that a week and a half earlier, he had already agreed to trade the pick to Jacksonville so that they can do that. Turns out what he was really doing in that press conference, and it was genius on his part, was basically telling Jacksonville, the trade you made was ridiculously stupid on your part, but it's all going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You made the right move. Thank you for the first round pick next year, right? That's kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I kind of feel like that's what it was. He was just validating for the Jaguars that they made what wasn't really a great trade. You know, the trade that Jacksonville made, that was you're a polished product with your roster And I don't believe that the Jaguars are polished product with their.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Their roster, but hey, again, thanks for the first round pick.
They tried to operate that way, Daryl. But looking elsewhere, obviously, Kevin Stefanski giving up play calling was the big news yesterday. Daryl, we talked on Afternoon Drive a little bit, but I asked you something similar yesterday. Hey, but I'm going to reiterate, like, after you give up play calling now a second year in a row, you gave it up to Ken Dorsey last year, you give it up to Tommy Rees this year.
Yeah.
How does Kevin keep his job after a move like that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's the issue. Mm. Good head coaches delegate. And it's not like last year, and we've talked about this. I talked about it with Jonathan Peterlin today on the show. Like last year, he just was throwing his hands up in the air and said, you wanted Ken Dorsey here? Fine. He can captain the Titanic through the iceberg and go down with the ship. I'm washing my hands of this nonsense, right? That's just kind of how I felt about that move. I don't feel that way this year. I think this is a legitimate move to give Tommy Rees an opportunity. Season's down the drain, okay? Give him an opportunity to grow as a coach. Maybe they're able to simplify some things, maybe incorporate some concepts that, last time Tommy Rees called plays was in college, right? And so maybe he'll put some stuff in that Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders ultimately will like and thrive in. Who knows? But, I mean, do I expect it to all of a sudden get better? No, sirree. But at this point, it's worth a shot, and Kevin can say, hey, I'm trying. Like, I'm not being selfish. I'm trying to do what's in the best interest of the team. I'm willing to give up what I think is something that I do better than anybody in the building. But hey, if that's going to potentially help us out and help me be a better head coach, so be it. That's what's different this year versus last year. But like I said, unless there were some massive upgrades at the quarterback, receiver, and tackle positions, I don't know much is going to change offensively for the Browns, other than Cedric Tillman is coming back this week. Like, that's good news. He's a bigger target. Hopefully Dylan Gabriel can see him, because he can't see anybody else down the field. Maybe he can see Cedric Tillman, and Cedric can make some plays. But really, that's the only change to be made right now, is the fact you get Ced back.
So, Daryl, I guess part of where the problem comes with me with Kevin giving up the play calling is when you see these guys typically be the delegators and the CEO types, it's usually your master motivators, right? It's usually the guys who can bounce around, motivate the team in other ways, and they provide value to the team outside of being the X's and O's guy. I just haven't seen Kevin do that. When I think I haven't seen it done in 6 years, I struggle to think that I'm going to see it magically pop up at this point.
Yeah, and look, I understand where you're coming from. I mean, look, I've said it, the behind-the-scenes stuff, which, typically is rather vanilla that gets published, Kevin is very vanilla. You sit there and you watch it, and you respect what he's doing, but it's like, yeah, I don't think if I'm sitting there, like, I'm getting all jazzed up, ready to run through a brick wall for him, right? Mm-hmm. I do think he is a good coach, though. And I know there's folks that disagree with me. They look at the record and that, and I just kind of point to the fact that when he has talent, he's won. When he's you know, and he's had 12 different quarterbacks here. There's something to be said for that too. And the 12 different quarterbacks here are not his fault. Now, did he do a good job earlier this year tailoring things for Joe Flacco, who has lit it up in Cincinnati? Well, there's a significant argument to be made, say, no, he did not. And that is certainly is frustrating. But also T. Higgins and, you know, Ja'Marr Chase aren't wearing Cleveland Brown uniforms. You know, they're in their own world compared to the Browns receiving core. So, like I said, there's arguments on both sides there. I still believe in Kevin as a head coach. And I think that if he went to an organization where he had the autonomy to make whatever decisions he wanted to make, because, again, I honestly don't think all these decisions that have been made in recent years are strictly him. Like, he's taken the blame for it. He's taken the bullets, right? But I just don't believe that every decision that has been made has been him making those decisions. And he's just been a team player organizationally. And the fact that he's been a team player, I mean, on Monday, Mary Kay Cabot asked him directly, hey, how do you feel about being the spokesman? You're having to answer questions maybe your GM should have to answer because you're not making the roster moves. He is. And he said, I don't mind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he took the bullet. He's taken the bullets. So, I you know, there's part of me that believes that that ingratiates him, not only with Andrew Berry, but with Browns ownership. The fact that he's willing to go up there, be the spokesperson, take the bullets, take the grief and all that kind of stuff, while at the same time presenting a very positive and professional message externally. And I do think that there is absolutely something to be said for that.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us. Hey, Daryl, obviously critical of Kevin Stefanski there. I don't mean this next one is actually critically of Kevin, but more just confusion on the move. As we look at the media like backlash that's going to come from anything that happens this week, I guess I just struggle to see a positive spin for Stefanski. Like, if they look bad, it's still the scheme and the offense doesn't work. And right. If all of a sudden they look good against the Jets, it turns into it feels like a lot of the problem was Kevin and all of a sudden it worked with Tommy Rees.
Or the Jets are just that terrible.
Well, that'll probably play into it a little bit too. Yeah,
right. I mean, no, because what do we say after the Miami win, right?
Right.
Okay, credit where credit's due. They went out, they did their job. Miami is a terribly undisciplined team, and one of the worst in the NFL. They showed that. The Browns took advantage of it, and look, Dylan Gabriel, I think, was 13 of 18 in that game for less than 175 yards. I think he was like around 118.
Yeah, I think it was 116 was the number off the top of my head.
Right. Dylan Gabriel was not good in that game. And by the way, three of the touchdowns they scored, he wasn't even on the field for. So, you know, little perspective there too. Mm-hmm. So, I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, like, yeah, they should go to New York this weekend and handle their business. And if Dylan Gabriel cannot look good against that Jets defense, we just need to be done with it. And they need to either put Bailey Zappe out there or activate Deshaun Watson or switch to Shador. Like, if Dylan Gabriel cannot go out there and function and play well against that Jets defense, then I think that maybe he should find something else to do with his life.
Yeah, I mean, Daryl, that's exactly where I was going to go. Like, the Browns really can't come out and warrant starting Dylan again if this week doesn't look good, period, right?
Well,
because I feel like they will.
that is kind of my worst fear as well. I don't consider Dylan Gabriel to be a serious NFL quarterback. He's a backup. And that's okay. He can make a lot of money being a backup. He's not a 17-game on the schedule starting quarterback. He's a guy that if you need him to go in a pinch, most times than not, he's not going to go out there and lose you the game. But also, too, he's not going to go out and win it for you either. And I think that there's a distinction there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Daryl, we got to run here, but as always, appreciate you setting aside the time, especially on a day like today where you did 5 hours of radio. We appreciate you.
Yep, no problem, bud.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us there. courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're going to react to some of what Daryl had to say as well. I want to talk about Kevin giving up the play calling. Does it kind of feel like the nail in the coffin? We'll get into it coming up here in 5 minutes, and you guys can chime in at 216-474-0092 right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.